Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Hizb Tahrir's English podcast. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. News and comment. The Epstein files are only the shop window of the West's decay. News. While the U.S. Department of Justice released millions of new documents related to Jeffrey Epstein, who was convicted of sexual abuse crimes against children, the name of heads of state and high-ranking figures who took part in this immorality were also disclosed. Despite a law passed in the U.S. last year mandating that all documents related to the Epstein investigation be published by December 19, 2025, the fact that the releases are being made gradually has drawn attention. On Friday, 3 million pages, 180,000 photographs, and 2,000 videos were made public with a six-week delay. Agencies, 2nd of February, 2026. Comment. The America-centered Epstein files have once again come to the forefront, this time with far more information and documentation. Photographs of Trump with Jeffrey Epstein, videos from beauty pageants with children in which children competed, and repulsive poses taken together with former presidents have been exposed. In most recent disclosures, figures such as Bill Clinton, Bill Gates, Elon Musk, Richard Branson, Ehud Barak, and Macron, alongside Trump, have been mentioned. This elite class, which has transformed its wealth and political power into a perverse lifestyle, becomes increasingly savage under the impulse to extract minimum pleasure from life. And thanks to the financial freedom provided by capitalism, they are able to do whatever they wish. Every kind of imaginable filth, up to and including turning the flesh of small children into fast food and eating it, has come to light. So why have the Epstein files been reheated and served once again? At this point, it appears highly likely that the long-standing conflict between Democrats and Republicans in the Americans' political arena has resulted in a mutual agreement aimed primarily at saving the American establishment, while also balancing the institutional interests of both parties. As Jeffrey Epstein was Jewish, and as his correspondence and network of relations has been examined, the strong conviction has emerged that he worked for the Mossad. It can be said that Epstein recorded and exploited the weaknesses arising from the lustful characters of global political elites, primarily based in the U.S., in order to compel them to support the political agendas of Jewish persons. However, given the breadth of his network, in today's age of communication and technology, it was impossible for such activities to remain secret. As a result, the files were exposed. Epstein was imprisoned, and during Trump's first term, he died under suspicious circumstances in prison. When the manner in which the Epstein files have been handled is carefully examined, it becomes clear that this is not a process of investigation and prosecution, but rather a process of management and balancing. In other words, it is a controlled disclosure, served in appropriate doses at appropriate times. If the files were fully closed, it would be called a quote-unquote cover-up. If they were fully opened, the system would face the danger of collapse. For this reason, a third path was chosen in order both to ease public pressure and to control the rot that has engulfed the political environment of the West, especially the United States. Partial disclosure. Let names be known, but let the connections not be established. Let shock be experienced, but without the need to open investigations. Let there be no trials and no legal consequences. Ultimately, this method is the easiest and most familiar way of appearing to satisfy the public while neutralizing it. Thus, the issue can be summarized as follows. Democrats and Republicans have reached an agreement to escape this issue through controlled disclosure. Democrats believe Trump would be worn down in this process, while Republicans believe that keeping the files on the agenda would harm America. For the files both feed the perception that, quote-unquote, Jews rule America, and simultaneously expose the rot within the American system, thereby severely damaging the institutional identity of the state. In order both to escape the perception, to limit, quote-unquote, Israeli and Jewish influence in American politics, and to prevent corruption, not to eliminate it, from becoming a political tool of blackmail against the U.S., the files have been seen as an opportunity. Finally, whether this entire process is a product of America's internal power struggles or something else entirely, the point that Muslims must focus on is this. The concepts of democracy, freedom, and liberalism that colonial unbelieving Westerners market to the world have been revealed as thoroughly rotten and corrupt. It has become crystal clear that notions such as quote-unquote human rights, quote-unquote children's rights, and quote-unquote women's rights are nothing more than fairy tales. The entire world now knows that a structure has been built by Western elites, armored with immunity of money, and that this structure commits the most despicable crimes. What must be known and kept on the agenda is that the Epstein files are only the shop window of the decay in the West. And this corruption is not limited to islands and mansions, but it is replicated in every geography that the West has politically, militarily, and culturally occupied, especially in Islamic lands. Therefore, while Epstein may represent an internal political reckoning for Americans, for Muslims, it must be a reckoning with the West and its ideology, a reckoning centered on holding to account and changing the administrations in Islamic lands that establish all manner of friendships and alliances with deviant unbelievers. Until the Khilafah Rashida, rightly guided caliphate state, which will bring the world out of the darkness of disbelief into the light of Islam, is established. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Muhammad Ibn Yildirim. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.